Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast From Not to Bought. Today, we're going to dive into something super important if you're looking to up your game in sales and marketing: buyer intent signals. We'll chat about what they are, how they work, and why they're a game changer for your outreach strategies. AI SDR is at the forefront of automating sales outreach with AI, and they've really nailed how to use intent signals. I'm Alex Turner, your host, and with me today is Zoe Lane. Zoe, how's it going?
Hey, Alex, I'm doing well. Really pumped to be here and chat about intent signals. It's such a cool topic, especially with the way it can totally change how businesses handle sales and marketing.
Absolutely, Zoe. So let's kick things off by breaking down what buyer intent actually is. Basically, it's a model that sales and marketing teams use to figure out how likely a prospect is to buy. It's about gauging their interest and readiness to go for your product or service.
Right, Alex. And by answering key questions like whether someone's just browsing or actually looking for a solution, teams can adjust their engagement strategies. That's where intent signals come in. They help estimate a person's buyer intent by pulling in data from all sorts of places.
Exactly. These intent signals can come from first-party sources like your CRM or website analytics, second-party sources like customer review sites, or third-party sources such as social media and lead databases. And depending on what the prospect does, these signals can be low or high intent.
And understanding these signals is key because they help businesses prioritize leads. Like, if someone's checking out your pricing page, they're showing high intent. But if they're just opening an email, that's more low intent. This kind of prioritization can really change how sales teams use their resources.
Exactly, Zoe. Did you know that 93% of marketers say intent data boosts their conversion rates? And 82% say it helps their sales teams close leads faster? It's all about focusing your efforts where they're going to make the most impact.
So, Alex, how does AI SDR actually use these intent signals to boost their sales and marketing efforts?
Great question, Zoe. AI SDR takes different types of intent data and uses its lead discovery engine to find leads. This engine automatically adds these leads to outreach campaigns, making sure the best prospects get engaged with first.
That's really cool. And what are some specific intent signals that AI SDR looks at to find high potential leads?
AI SDR checks out several intent signals. For instance, it looks at funding rounds, which can show that a company is growing and ready to invest in new solutions. Another signal is hiring intent, where new job openings suggest a company is expanding and might need more resources.
Interesting. So targeting companies that just got funding or are hiring could be a smart move because they're likely in a buying mood.
Exactly. AI SDR also taps into LinkedIn social signals, scraping data from profiles that engage with your company or industry leaders. This way, you can connect with prospects who are already interacting with relevant content, making your outreach more timely and relevant.
And what about things like technology stack and web searches? How do these help in spotting intent?
Great point, Zoe. Targeting companies based on their tech stack can be super effective, especially if your product integrates with or complements those technologies. And web searches? They offer valuable intent signals too. If a company is frequently searching for solutions in your industry, it's a good sign they're in the market for your product.
It's like having a roadmap to your ideal customer. And news searches can also highlight companies in the spotlight due to current events or leadership changes, creating new opportunities for engagement.
Exactly, Zoe. By leveraging these diverse intent signals, AI SDR ensures that outreach is not only researched and relevant, but also timely. This strategic approach helps businesses book more, stress less, and maintain control over their sales pipeline.
Think about this in the context of your own business. How much more effective could your outreach be if you knew exactly which prospects were most likely to convert?
That's a powerful thought, Zoe, and it really underscores the importance of using intent signals to drive sales and marketing strategies. It's not just about casting a wide net, but about making every interaction count.
Exactly, Alex. Intent signals allow for a more personalized approach, which is key to building meaningful relationships with prospects. By understanding their needs and interests, you can tailor your messaging to resonate on a deeper level.
And personalization is crucial. As we've seen, 62% of marketers have improved their personalization efforts with intent data, allowing them to nurture leads more effectively and close deals faster.
So, for our listeners, what are some actionable steps they can take to start leveraging intent signals in their outreach efforts?
First, it's important to integrate intent data into your CRM and analytics tools. This will help you track and prioritize leads based on their intent signals. Next, focus on creating content that aligns with the interests and needs of your high-intent prospects. Finally, continuously refine your outreach strategies based on the insights gained from intent data.
That's great advice, Alex. And remember, AI SDR offers a comprehensive platform that automates this entire process, making it easier than ever to connect with your ideal prospects efficiently.
Absolutely, Zoe. By using buyer intent signals, businesses can ensure their outreach is not only effective but also efficient, reducing the risk of burning through their total addressable market with irrelevant or untimely messages.
And as we wrap up, remember that using buyer intent signals is the go-to approach for successful sales outreach, because high-volume blasts simply don't work anymore. AI SDR leverages intent signals, from website visitor tracking to social signals and more, ensuring your outreach is always on point.
Thanks for joining us today on the AI SDR podcast. We hope you found this discussion on intent signals insightful and that it helps you enhance your sales and marketing efforts. Until next time, book more, stress less with AI SDR.